Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to hand over to Hugh now. He's going to bring us our word.
Thank you very much. Am I on? Good. I will need that, so just pop it. That's fine. I was around digging around the garden this morning, and I came across something that was a bit surprising. In fact, there was quite a lot of surprising things in the garden, but one thing in particular which I've brought up, and I need a bit of help finding this thing. I think I've left it somewhere in the church, but I'm not quite sure where. So if I could have two or three people just come and help. I just need a few quick detectives. Yes, come on. Come on. Yes, come on, come on, come on. Couple more. Jamie, could you come and give us a hand? It's no shame here. Okay. Now, look, could you just go down and find out? Somebody's been given a bag, and it's quite heavy, and it's got something really quite valuable in it. Someone's got a bag, and it's quite... Just go round and just ask if they've got the bag. Who's got the bag? You just need to ask them. I'm going to have to rush you for time, though. It's in the church. And you were really, really warm. Ask a few people around the church whether they've got the bag. No. They will know when you ask them. That's a guitar. Oh, I think we have a clue. I think we have something. Could... Yes, we've got the bag. We found the bag. Go on. Yes, could you very carefully bring it to the front? You might need some help because it's quite heavy. Don't be very gentle with it.
I'm just going to let them do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll leave them to it.
Right, James, right, this is good. Okay, now let's see if we can find something here. Okay, now, could you, between you, this is going to be quite difficult, so grab hold of this bag here. Okay, there's a bag inside a bag for those of the benefit of restricted view seats. Okay, now, could you just hold this up for a moment, please? What have we got? Hold it up. Okay, it's a bag. Down we go.
Of course it's a bag.
Down we go. Okay, can two or three of you, very carefully, take, there's a big bag, there's a, no, you have to, whoa, that's going to be a challenge. Okay, look what we've got. Could you just hold that up for everyone? Okay. Now, we have to be very careful with this. What does it feel like?
Heavy.
Heavy? And what does it feel like it's made of?
Clay.
It
feels perfect. Like a baggy sweet.
Now look, there's a bit of tape on the bottom. Could you just take that off? Yeah, can you see the tape?
Yeah.
I put it there because I thought it'd be very safe. We're thinking pot here.
Or a honeycomb.
Look, it's a pot.
I tell you what.
Or maybe a honeycomb.
Oh, look, it's a pot. Now, what's inside it?
Lots of treasure.
Oh, it's treasure. I couldn't have scripted this better. Right, okay, now this is treasure. Okay, can we put it back very carefully? Now, could you go and put... Pop the treasure back in there. Now, could you do me a favour? Could you go and very carefully pop it on the table beside the collection and we'll count it later?
Why should we do it?
Right, okay. Now... Where's my zapper gone? Now, okay, that was great. Now... Have we got the screen on? Now look, what does it say on there?
I think Eden.
What does it say?
Freedom.
Now, could we all help and read this? This light shining in our hearts. But we ourselves, thank you, the fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves. Now look, in here is a clay jar with fragile, and it's fragile, and it's got treasure in it.
Can we take it home?
No. Right, go and sit down, everyone. Thank you very much. Quick round of applause. And sorry, slight technical problem here. And Jesus actually told us a story about that, a bit like what's happened this morning, where actually he told a story of a man who found this pearl of great price, and he hid it in a field, not with Russ and Jenny. And when a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and brought that. Now I wonder what that looks like nowadays in SE3. Can you imagine finding something so important that you want to go and sell absolutely everything for it? Absolutely everything, and giving up everything. And I think sometimes we're talking about the power of Jesus here, and we're talking about the Christian faith. What does that actually mean? Is this like a treasure in our lives? Or is this just something that we add on? And it's a question that I think all of us grapple with from time to time. And who was this Jesus of power, this Jesus? It didn't seem like he started with very much. He was born into complete poverty. There were loads of questions over his parentage. People were saying all sorts of bad rumours and things about him. He trained as a carpenter for 30 years. Did nothing, really. Bit of teaching, maybe, but not a huge amount, according to the records. And then for 3 years, he was a wandering RE teacher. He wasn't a king. He didn't have an army. He had no official state. He seemed to keep away from the places of power and the cities. So he wasn't doing great. If you want to be starting a great movement, this is not the way to go about it. Only 3 years he was teaching. So he only just got qualified teacher status. And then he actually, after that, he then seemed to fall in a bad crowd, and he actually ended up being executed as a criminal, two criminals either side. The authorities completely disrespected him, so he had no favour with anyone, and he died. And that was it. So what is it that's meant that you guys are here this morning? We're all here together as a family. What is it that's about this figure of Jesus that's allowed that to happen? What is it that's made it so special? Well, I'll tell you where I think part of the answer to that question, and this is where we need to help each other out, and I'm going to be Barney up with his pens in a minute. But what I want to do is to think about what is it that you think is actually important, or something that's really struck you about Jesus and his story and ministry? What is it? Is there one thing that you think, wow, that's quite something to be able to say that? And what I want to do now is to invite you to think of that one thing that you think is just, it's no right or wrong answer, but just something that really strikes you about Jesus. Is it someone of his miracles? Because it seems that he was able to have power over people's health and nature. Or was it about something else, something he said? So what I'd like to do is to create the St. Michael's buzz again, where I want you to think and then just tell a couple of people around you, just have a conversation about what it is and why. It doesn't have to be long, about something about Jesus. I'll put the question on the PowerPoint. About Jesus here now in SE3, think of one story, action or description of Jesus you really like and why. When you're ready, please feel free to turn to your neighbour and tell them what it is and why. And I'd encourage you to try and, you know, really branch out a bit. Maybe speak to somebody you haven't spoken to for a bit. So, we've got 4 minutes. And please do talk to the children as well, especially. So, we'll just put this up and then some bubbles on the... My zapper's finished. What's the answer?
What?
What's the answer? Could you, this one, could you pop the radio mic down and pop this one up? Sting.
We're live. Okay, 2 more minutes. No, even one. Have you got some answers for me? This is my assistant. Okay, could we, now I just want to very quickly go round and just get a quick idea of what one of the stories that you've been talking about and why. Very quickly, and Barney's going to jot them down. Okay, let's start. Carolyn.
I like the story of the woman who'd been ill for a really long time and she touched Jesus' cloak and he knew that she'd touched it.
My one is the one with Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He was a tax collector and Jesus came with him and he said, hey, can I talk to you?
Perfect. Thank you. Zacchaeus? I hope you can all read that at the back.
I like the spirituality of Jesus and how he goes into the spirit and encourages us to be in the spirit because God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
So it's a spirit and truth.
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to say something?
Jesus.
Didn't get that. Anyone else? Any volunteers?
I was thinking that the insight that Jesus had into people's lives and the verse that we came up with was Jesus wept and the empathy that he has with us.
Jesus wept. Fantastic. Anyone else? Ethan, you've got a good one.
When Jesus came on the donkey on Palm Sunday.
When Jesus came in, he died like
and
that.
Everyone, you know, everyone. Put palms down. To welcome him.
Worshipped him almost. Yes, brilliant, thank you. Anyone else? Tim?
I like the one where he raises Laertes from the dead.
Lazarus from the dead. Yes, Lazarus from the dead.
I think when the woman's brought to him and they say that she's guilty of this, that and the other, and he says, well, him without sin, cast the first stone.
Oh,
that's
nice one.
That's
yes.
Just a fantastic way to deal with
yes.
What was
yes.
A complicated situation.
Yes, useful in the workplace as well, I think. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, this was the one about casting the stone. Let the person be the first. The person without sin be the first person. I've got to walk away.
Oh,
the mustard seed parable? Planting the seeds.
Yes, yeah. The mustard seed parable. Brilliant. Anyone else? Are we...
The one when they're on the boat and he stops the storm.
When he stops the storm. Brilliant. Come on.
I looked at when Jesus created everything and everybody in the whole entire world.
When he what?
Created.
Ah, yes.
I don't have one.
You don't have one. Okay, anyone else further back? Yes.
When Jesus...
Finish the sentence. There you go. No, thank you so much.
Simon was talking about the loaves and the fishes.
Ah, the loaves and the fishes. Yeah. Another miracle. Yes, brilliant. Okay, anyone else? Jean. Oh, Sam.
John and I were talking about if Jesus was in SE3, what would that be like? And he made the comment that we would be shocked by the amount of insight into us that he has. And we were imagining that if he was outside the train station, how Jesus seems to be able to command people to come and listen, whereas most of us, if we were heading down to the station, would keep our eyes down and look to the grounds normally if someone had something to say. So somehow he's able to get us to listen.
Jean, did I see a hand up there?
It's turning into a bit of a marathon.
Sorry. No. I love it that he knew or he realised who he was.
Oh, great self-knowledge. Thank you. Self-knowledge. Okay. That's... Now, look, this is a conversation that I hope will rumble because, guys, do you want to go and sit down now, darlings?
No.
Thank you. I hope this is a sort of set of conversations. We can only start it here. But actually, if there is something, it seems to me that in terms of the faith, you know, people talk about the Christian faith and the struggles of the church. But actually, when we turn and look at the life of Christ, and particularly the stories, they do come alive, and they come alive for all of us in different ways. And for anyone who says that the young people and the children can't have insight into that, well, that's complete rubbish. But sharing it brings us all alive. And so I hope that's actually an encouragement to you. And please feel free to carry on the conversations after coffee. And I think one of the things that's really struck me about Jesus is that complete humanity and that complete divinity. And somehow it does make it all seem more possible because Jesus was completely human. So that's, for me, that's quite a thing. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to put up a series of slides, images of Jesus, and I hope you're going to be able to see them. So please do feel free to move if you want to, till you can see one of the screens, and hopefully there will be a song with it. And what I'd like you to do is to listen to the words of the song. The words are on this PowerPoint. I'm setting myself up massively here. And I want you to look at them and to use them. And for maybe what you want to do is try and spot the one you like the most. And why? And which of the pictures you like the most? Some of them will seem a bit weird. Others of them won't.
I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire today. Stability of mind.
Let's just take a moment now to pray as well. Let's hold before now us now the life of Jesus and give thanks for all that he's given us. But let's also imagine him in SE3 as he is now. Joining with us, being with us. We hold up those people who need prayer, who need your love to enfold them, who need your strength, who need your justice, who need your kingdom. We particularly pray for Aaron Smyrumsby, Alina Sears, Christine Helms' sister, Lynn, Celia Hurden, Lynn and Peter Hamilton, and Pete Moss. And in a moment of quiet, we just lift all the prayers to you as a family here in SE3. And may your kingdom come. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning for our Grace Allows service as we continue to look at the power of